With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Both Wall Street and the White House will be paying close attention to Fed Chair Jerome Powell's high-profile speech today at the Fed's annual economic symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. 3 weeks ago, the central bank kept its key interest rate unchanged for a fifth straight meeting. Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook said she would not leave her post after President Donald Trump on social media called on her to resign over an accusation that she committed mortgage fraud. More Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, but U.S. layoffs remain in the same historically healthy range of the past years. Applications for unemployment benefits for the week ending August 16th rose by 11,000 to 235,000. Walmart powered through an uncertain economic environment to deliver solid second quarter financial results. Executives said Walmart was attracting customers, particularly higher income shoppers who may have avoided its stores in the past. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.